This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Thursday marked the 18th time the U.S. House rejected pro-life members who want to vote on abortion-related infanticide. The big need right now is for people like you to contact your representatives. Tell them you expect their signature on a discharge petition for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act soon. A news agency that built its reputation on explaining the news is now explaining how they messed up on abortion. To explain abortion, Fox interviewed an abortion doctor from Physicians for Reproductive Choice. Fox is now retracting at least some of the doctor's misstatements, yet continues to confuse readers about the state of third trimester abortions. Those are the ones that sometimes fail and where abortion-related infanticides occur. Fox joins nearly all major outlets in denying that abortion survivors even exist. This is Life News Radio. Just as American opinion is taking a strong pro-life shift, UnplannedFilm.com is prepared to take things further. The story of former abortion worker Abby Johnson is coming to a theater near you. Broadly distributed and not like other movies, it is easy to find where the film Unplanned is playing March 29th. Find UnplannedFilm.com and click on Tickets. UnplannedFilm.com. In other headlines, euthanasia advocates in Belgium are diverting attention away from those who find proof for over 1,000 deaths annually performed without consent of patients. And major cosmetics companies are bragging about their contributions to Planned Parenthood. Life News names both Benefit Cosmetics and MAC Cosmetics as donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to the highly profitable abortion giant. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.